Hey, I'm Sandy Rakowitz, and I'm here with the lovely Linda Tellington-Jones for another of your weekly inspirations. And I'm dealing with the death of my father last week. And so there's so many emotions and changes and shifts that are taking place. And so Linda and I have been talking about that so many people find it difficult to talk about. I know for me, it's not even always easy, even though these are the realms that I talk about all the time, and the feelings and what that process is like. And so we came into a discussion, as we often are, about what Linda, you were calling cosmic consciousness, and how what it's like. For me, it's like walking in both worlds, and I of being in this physical body and knowing about the spiritual realms and feeling my dad and how what those experiences are like. And sometimes I'm fine and good and feel that connection with all and with him. And other times I just drop down into deep grief and lots of things. So why don't you, you wanted to bring in a number of different pieces and how it relates also in us co-creating heaven on earth, because that's part of, it's, this is such a part of life.
Yes, it is. And you know, it's so interesting. One of our spiritual teachers here in Hawaii is Auntie Mahialani Henry. And one of the things that she says is there's one absolute rule on this planet. You don't get off alive. And every time she says that, you know, I just think this is so true. And yet so many people are afraid of the dying process. We had a long discussion last night with my friends, the Jean and Don Altshuler, about this, how many people are afraid to think about dying because they don't know what's on the other side. And when I had the great pleasure and honor, Sandy, like only maybe 10 days, two weeks ago, of talking with you and with your dad and doing a Zoom session while you were tea-touching him. And it was just so beautiful. And the fact that a year ago, Christmas, we were with your dad when Roland was talking to him about how it makes such a difference in his life, having the Beamer in his life. And it made such a difference to your dad. So I feel like a part of your family. And to have that honor of being with him while he was fully feeling you, tea-touching him and working on his legs. And we were just there like exploring which tea-touches do you use? How do you use them to the fullest? It was really wonderful. And I had this feeling that we were right with all of you who are engaged in this process now of the first process that we did, co-creating the humanity and world we crave through the gateway of tea touch with the intention of connecting with divine spirit in every cell in our body. So when you were so blessed, actually, Sandy, that your dad, when you were there with your mother over the Christmas time, your dad suddenly didn't wake up. And so you rushed him to the hospital. Turned out he had pneumonia. And it was a total heaven-sent experience that he was able to be taken care of in this way, because Sandy's mother could no longer care for him. He was too big to move. She just didn't have the strength. And she's going through her own issues health-wise. And so it was like a total blessing. And so you left and then you rushed back when he actually crossed the rainbow bridge, actually crossed through the veil. And that's the way we are really blessed being influenced, having the Hawaiian influence or this concept that, you know what, we do not die. We simply change addresses. And that's a very basic Hawaiian concept. that we change addresses. And when you are able to accept that we don't get off this planet alive, and that we can embrace that and take advantage of every feeling, every emotion that we have, and look at this and enjoy it, bring it into joy, even in the process of the aloneness. Because, you know what I saw, Sandy, you had this time with your brothers and your mom and celebrating and grieving at the same time, but it was, I would assume it was in a way more of a celebration that your dad was able to pass so easily in his sleep. I mean, that is a great gift with all that time that you all have spent with him. And I'm going into this process right now because at some point we'll all go through it, or you'll all go through it. I've gone through it with both my parents and had an amazing experience of actually being with my dad with his last breath and preparing him, you know, to be kept for from 2 a.m. when he passed until 4 p.m. so all his friends and family could come and be with him. We dressed him, we put a lei on him, we did all this stuff. So as I'm thinking about you being with that really blessed process of that creating the time and celebrating his passing, then you come home and you crash because suddenly you're alone. And how we, Sandy and I, got into this concept of creating these experiences and inspired by Eleanor Silverstein having done the book clubs with me and that were so successful. The reason that I remember you saying this, Sandy, is you wanted to be a part of that feeling that we created in the Los Osos training, a feeling of family. And that's what we found that we've had through this 90-day immersion program, co-creating the world and humanity that we crave. It's this connections that we have. And for me, it's I just can't get over this deepening that I have had thanks to that immersion process that we went through, sharing with all the sharing that we all did, this feeling of knowing, and I've known this for a long time, this basic concept that whenever something goes wrong for me, I'm not just a human being with a soul. I am a soul living the human experience. And that brings me to this very deep discussion we had 2 nights ago here sitting around our table with a group from the Stellar Nations. These are connections that we have to the stars, knowing that we're a part of the universe. And if those words, Stellar Nations, like grab you, attract you, just look it up, stellarnations.com. And the discussion was about the fact that we are cosmic humans. What does that mean? It just means that we are conscious of the fact that we are part of divine spirit, source, what most people around the world in the Christian tradition call God, has different names in the various traditions. But it's all about this consciousness that is the source, the divine source of which we're all a part. And the more conscious we are, as we take consciousness for that in the human body, the discussions that we had around the table last night were about, interesting. Concept is that we are like the eyes and the ears and the heart and the feeling of for source. And that we're creating this in all of the multiple universes. Interesting. And when we dare to actually feel that feeling of loss, feel that feeling of aloneness, and that when I grok, Sandy, that you come home and suddenly you're alone with your cat, and you were with your mom and the presence of your dad so close, even there at home, and your brothers, that when we dare to acknowledge that and say, wow, human beings feel alone. Until we practice this connection to divine spirit in every cell in our body and to all that is, so that we reach out and through this world wide web, through this connection that we are creating here, when you feel alone and you reach out and we share this, Sandy, you dare to share, because you're a leader in your field. This is your field. And that we dare to talk about this feeling of aloneness. And for those of you who still have your parents, if you are blessed enough to have a relationship with them that is nurturing, and I know that not everybody does, actually, and for those of you who don't, this is really worth talking about, this Ho'oponopono, and the fact that what I've seen over and over when I go inside to every cell in my body, what I see, what I have seen, been led to see, is all the pain and all of the hatred and guilt and sorrow we all carry in every cell in our body, every human being. All of these negative feelings from all time. And when we get that, we realize that, say, aha, that is the human experience. And I have another possibility. Mm-hmm. I have this possibility to experience all the fear that goes with that, or I can go one step level and lower, deeper rather, and I can connect to that divine spark, that divine spirit in every cell in our body. And I can choose to slowly acknowledge that and feel the pain, feel the sorrow, but know also that I can release this and replace it with love and acceptance, unconditional love, compassion for everybody who feels alone, everybody who didn't have the kind of parents that Sandy had and that I had. And it's part of our experience on the planet. And if we can support each other in the pain that causes and release it, mm-hmm. to remember that we are all connected, we are all one.
I think it's so interesting for me, this with this death, you know, I've experienced so many people and animals passing in my lifetime, and I spent a lot of those times really dropping into depression and having a difficult time coming out of it for months at a time at times. And I knew that I was going to be okay during this, coming up to this, like literally days before, I just got this washed over feeling of what you're talking about, and feeling that connection into my cells and with the divine inside me and my dad inside me, mm-hmm. and not just there's so many different layers and aspects to it, and there are times when I am able to maintain and sustain that contact in that, at that vibration, at that level, and in those ways. And then, like today, just go poosh, you know, and still be able to find ways to move through that. Like, it's not stuck how it used to be stuck. And I know part of that is my ongoing choice over and over and over again to reconnect with that divine spark in the billion trillion cells in my body, with that, with my dad inside me, and not just dependent upon him being in his physical body, and not just think about that, but feel that, and feel him with me and how, and using T-touches, I've been doing a lot of the up and over my head sequence with a lot of mindful pauses, and that can start to carry me out and help me feel again, because usually when I go into those places, there's a shutting down that starts to happen, and that's old habits. And I think that everybody has their own places that they would tend to go to. You know, those are some of the patterns for me.
And you were very brave to agree that we would do this today, because the way you were feeling, normally most people, when they go to that place of just like low vibration, which is what you described, you can't come out of it. And so what I suggested is that we discuss this, that we acknowledge it, that we find out, wait a minute, what are the ways of coming out of that? And there are different ways. One of my ways, when I sat here in my living room here in Hawaii, and I had the shock of seeing this documentary called Shock Doctrine by Naomi Klein, talking about, you know, this intentional, well, I don't even want to go there. It was a big shock. Don't have to do this. But I, at that moment, didn't want to live. I thought, I cannot live in this world when I see what's happening. It's when all the banks crashed and all a big crash happened, however many, 2008 or something. And I honestly, first I wanted, my first thing when I heard it, I wanted to, this is just really terrible, I wanted to kill the man who came up with this concept of deregulation and this whole concept of having no support from government, everybody on their own, take care of yourself, you know, this feeling. And then I was so shocked by my feeling of wanting to kill this guy. I was especially disappointed when I found out he's already dead a long time ago. And then I thought, okay, I need help. I cannot live with this feeling of wanting to kill somebody, or the feeling of helplessness, or the feeling of victim. And so I just prayed, and I looked over to my left, like literally 4 feet from my hand was the book sitting on that table that I had put there a year ago. And I've got to find out who gave me that book, because it was a book called Zero Limits. And it was the first book that I read on Ho'oponopono. And I just opened it, and I happened to open it to the page that said, you know, anytime you have any kind of an issue like this, there are 4 phrases. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And of course, I didn't understand what that meant at first. I love you. What? You love the person you're wishing that they were dead? No, it's not what it means at all. But the fact is, I said it over and over and over and over and over. And I'm not going to go into what Ho'oponopono is at this point, but it's a primary prayer for forgiveness. And that is, to me, what we're here on the planet to do, forgiving ourselves, forgiving all kinds of situations. But it's just beautiful. And I'm going to put it out for those of you that are wanting to know more. My favorite book to get started on the Ho'oponopono is the book just by that title, Ho'oponopono, but we'll write this down, by Ulrich Dupre. Beautiful little book. I've read it many, many times. And what brought me to this space here, sitting with all of you and Sandy, this realization of the divine spark that I've been searching for, these words since 1976. That's another whole story, by Luc Bodin. And it's the book of Ho'oponopono by Luc Bodin and Natalie Bodin Lamboy and John Gracier. Because he talks about, when you say, like, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. The I love you is directed to the divine spark. Those are the words he used, and that's what got me. That's what I've been searching for from this first concept of trust your intuition, Linda. And this idea that I had, you know, the idea from an astrological chart, which some of you have heard about, that it predicted that in my lifetime, I would develop a form of communication that would spread around the world. And in order to do so, I had to learn to trust my intuition. So all of this that we're going to be talking about in co-creating heaven on earth is about recognizing all these sides of ourselves, the intuitive, the compassion, the creativity, and the feeling that has to do with the activation of the right brain, and the logic, how we can look at this from the merging of science and spirituality, the merging of this. And what's that all about, really? It's about listening within, going within, and taking this opportunity. Sandy, the reason you can be such a beautiful counselor is because you have felt these sides. If we don't, when we go to these deep places of depression or anxiety, of being alone, knowing that it is our opportunity as a cosmic human, one who remembers our connection to divine spirit and to all that is, to that universal consciousness, that cosmic consciousness, we, instead of just being stuck in that place of depression or trying to get out of it with drugs or some way that doesn't really give you necessarily the answer that you're looking for, we can just remember this is our opportunity to really feel, to feel that, to feel compassion for all of the people who have these feelings and have nobody to reach out to or no opportunity to think, this is part of being human. Mm-hmm. And one of the beauties that I'm so grateful for, I learned this process of working with people so that you can take them in a process to experience what it was like to be their mother or be their father or be their uncle. And it's a really simple process. It's so beautiful. And we recognize for those who have no relationship or terrible relationship with one parent or the other, that we can use this understanding, this compassion for how did they get that way? And we can help to release this pattern. And it goes through all generations. It's not just our seven generations. It's through all of humanity. It's for the future. And that is co-creating heaven on earth. When we simply remember that we are one with all that is. And there's the kitty says, I and we kitties, we animals are here to help you remember this. Yeah? Yes, they have a tale to tell. A beautiful question mark tale. What is the answer? Beautiful, huh? And the fact that you can sit here and laugh with me and appreciate the feeling of aloneness that you felt when you came home. And we can reach out, and we know we're reaching so many of you and looking forward to your sharings. Let us give deep, deep appreciation for this blessing. Thank you, Gideon. Thank you, all of you. So let's just do this prayer ritual, just this with each 1 1/4 heart hugs. Let's start off with, I love you, in whichever direction you wish. And send this inside, I love you, to every cell. As Bruce Lipton, he says, he writes that we have 100 trillion cells. Others write other numbers, but I go with Bruce. 100 trillion cells. I love you. I love that divine spark in every cell in my body. Please forgive me for anything that has to be forgiven. I'm, sorry about it. And I thank you. And we come to a point, actually, with Ho'oponopono, you can leave out the sorry, because it's all perfect. You don't even have to be sorry about it. I love your smile, Sandy Rakowitz.
Me too. It feels good to smile.
How's your heart?
Feels lighter. Softer.
How's your frequency?
Definitely higher.
Great.
Yeah.
So we'll explore this another time and see where this takes you. And we're reaching out to all of you, looking forward to this process, this 6-month process of co-creating heaven on earth. Blessings and aloha.
Aloha.